We are live in Noblesville, Indiana. We're watching All-Star festivities. This is your host, Truckstar. Pronunciation Pete, as they call me in the hood. And I'm joined by the host of tonight's gathering, Travis Houghton. Stuttering Travis.
Thanks for putting me on the show. And so yeah, we're gonna discuss current events.
Which would be the All-Star Game contest. Skills challenge, 3-point shootout,
Indiana
slam dunk
high school
contest.
hoops.
We're gonna discuss Carmel basketball.
Basically anything Indiana sports related
and
is on the table.
Hey Julie.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is Brandon Gilbert.
Oh, hi there.
We're going to recast the dunk contest here. We're having some technical difficulties.
We've reached 100 seconds into our first podcast.
It is.
So did you get the premise of the podcast? That we don't have to do it now, but when we do our first call-in podcast, is that it just goes in a round. So, like, you'll pick a topic and you'll be like, I want to talk about Miles, like, how I think Miles Turner, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
And then everyone would have, you'd make your point and, you know, we could discuss it.
All right.
And then it would switch.
Yeah.
And it would just go around the circle. And so you'd come with, like, your points ready just, that you wanted to.
Just like I'm calling in the Slick and Mark Boyle.
Yeah.
Do you call them?
They don't take calls. Eddie White takes calls.
The post game show.
Yeah,
I know.
But yeah, we can pretend like we're
one
Slick
of our buddies,
and Mark.
One of our buddies has met Mark Boyle multiple times.
What's he like?
He's a funny
he's a,
guy.
He's
I always
a good
listen.
Dude. He's on the radio. Sometimes.
I always listen to Mark Boyle on the radio from Pacers games.
Yeah,
and
he's got really intelligent.
He calls in the Dokic.
Yeah.
He's definitely my favorite local. He would beat any national guy if you put him on a. He's perfect. He's like he calls everything accurately and lets the game breathe, and he's philosophical.
Oh,
like
his
and
voice
analytical.
Is just that's what it is.
Yeah,
I've heard him on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
How about Don Fisher?
Yeah, he is most like what he sounds like on the radio, like in real life, like. That's who you get with Mark Boyle. I can see that.
Yeah, Indiana's blessed with good sports broadcasters.
Somebody called
long
in,
term.
Somebody called in,
and somehow Boston hasn't taken him away.
Yeah,
Boston steals
Boston
steals our
steals,
talent. The Indiana
and
homegrown,
our dreams and
like
hopes.
Larry Bird
and
Brad Stevens.
I mean, and Boston fans are the most spoiled fans in all of sports because they win a championship. In something every year, be it
every other year,
hockey, baseball, basketball, and football.
And they're notorious for cheating.
Think about those teams. Yes.
At least their football team is. I'm
absolutely.
Not sure about the other ones.
Yeah, their football team is.
They're notorious for their racism.
Yeah. And we'll pop a shot action.
Quavo?
Why isn't Reggie Miller shooting?
We're now watching a 3-point contest.
Why are two
or a pop shot contest. Kenny Anderson. And Quavo. And someone else. Now it's. Oh, it was just two people. Now we got Shaq and. Anybody know who this is?
Who's this guy with that with the hat?
2 Chainz?
That's 2 Chainz?
No. Who is that? Oh no, Shaq.
It's like on the side.
That's illegal. You gotta be behind the line.
It's a competition, man. Shaq,
yeah,
what
he's
are you
like
doing?
On the side. Look at him. Cheating.
What are you doing, Shaq?
Why is he on the side?
Bad.
Right
it's bad. Bad for the game.
Well, he's DQ'd.
He's ruining this game just like he ruined the game when he was a professional. When he just fucking backed down and.
Yeah. just jump, roll those.
Rick Smith just couldn't do anything to him.
Yeah.
When he was in his prime.
And when you stood in front of him, they'd call a foul.
Yeah.
You know, on you.
Is that 2 Chainz?
He's a bulldozer. Tuli, come here. What you doing?
2 Chainz. It is 2 Chainz.
Yeah.
Oh, that's your sticky glove.
And those two female voices you hear, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Eileen and we've got Tuli.
Mm-hmm. 26 kids, a lot of kiddos running around the gym.
Free hamster.
Okay. So anyways, folks, this show was inspired, look, just watching some of the really poor officiating in the NFL these days and the NBA. And I just said, let's do a show called The Calls, and we will critique some of the, you know, this is a different kind of podcast because we're not really watching a real game, but and they can't really, the refs can't really interfere with this, fortunately. But anyway,
yeah, you can't really do it on this
one. You can't rig this one too bad.
Well, you can rig it, but nobody cares if you do.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it's been rigged, but in good fun. What do you guys think about the players like picking their own teams now? I think it's fun. Like instead of East versus West.
Yeah, the balance has become lopsided.
I'm not extremely for it or against it, but I'm not against it, I guess.
I think it's interesting to get to pick. I mean,
it's a good idea because the league has become lopsided. All the stars want to go out west and the All-Star game wouldn't be as fair when you have
I don't agree with that, man. The
East the East bench versus the West bench was not even a contest. It's like you
maybe
have
the West bench would be better, but it's an All-Star game. Everybody's athletic.
Everybody
can score. It just comes down to
I think there was
the fourth quarter really when you're actually playing, and the East can put up a 5 squad.
But BG, I'm pretty sure, correct me if I'm wrong, the West was owning the East in the NBA All-Star game for several years.
I don't know.
And they changed it.
We got to check on that.
Wait, can we get the stats on?
We see the numbers on
pull
that.
That up, Jamie.
I'd actually be interested to see.
Yeah,
I wouldn't doubt that they have the lead. But is it anything like ridiculous? I don't think so.
10 years in a row? Is that ridiculous?
Yeah, I don't think so.
It's like ever since Michael Jordan left, it's not a fair balance anymore.
Yeah, I mean,
because the Lakers and the Spurs just have dominated. Portland even.
And the Pacers.
Meanwhile, the East has been balanced between Chicago and Miami and Cleveland and Boston and Indy and Philly and DC. There is no dominant team in the East like the Spurs have been in the West and the Lakers.
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, this year with Victor Oladipo going down. Thanks, bud. Cheers. With Vic going down, you know, it really, really, man, it's a big shot to the team. But of all the teams in the NBA, the Pacers can handle that
adversity.
Can handle that loss better than most.
Man, we've been through it a number of times.
Still Victor Oladipo. So I'm looking up All-Star game all-time results.
I caught the draft this year where Team Giannis and Team LeBron each picked their players at a time.
I was trying to turn that on. I thought I just randomly went upon it. I'm like, oh, sweet. But it was like just when it ended. So.
Yeah, it was going on the same time as like an IU game or a Pacers game.
Yeah, it was IU game, I think.
Yeah.
That I wanted to look afterwards.
And I somehow caught it. And I was like, okay, that was pretty quick and not as exciting as it could have been.
Yeah. All-Star Game results. From 1951.
What are you looking for, a sticky hand or
something? Oh. Okay, I'm calling this. Well, before I forget, everybody knows this. Zion Williamson guy from Duke. He's going to be the number one pick, right?
Yeah.
What's the number one market right now that needs a player?
In where?
The biggest city in...
Who gets the number one pick?
In America.
The biggest city in America?
Exactly.
New York. The Knicks. He's Zion Williamson.
Watch the Knicks get the number one pick this year because we have such a dominant number one draft player coming. Yep. They're not going to send him to, one of the smaller markets. They're sending him to New York. Mm-hmm. And watch them win the number one pick no matter what. That's why they don't televise it, so they can fix stuff like that. Calling out calls. Caller. Right. They would televise it if it was legit.
Digital
a series of numbers.
If it was legit random, they would televise it.
Right.
But it's secret frozen envelope type stuff.
Man, that's...
Yeah. But the Knicks have not had good luck in a number of years. But I could see them, this is a good opportunity.
Yep. They have the cap space to hire some free agents, to bring them in.
Yeah.
And they should get the number one pick because of the type of player that is out there.
All right, you guys ready for some All-Star Game statistics?
Let's hear it.
We have some data. All time.
Who won?
Since 1951, the All-Star Game has been played between the Eastern Conference versus the Western. What are your guesses?
How many years is that in total?
Let's see. What's 37 plus 29?
66.
Oh, so now we already know the record.
One conference was 37 wins, and one has 29. So what's your guesses? Who's got more wins?
I'm going east, man. I've already dug into the east.
West.
You're going west? You don't have to go west.
Let's go east. Let's go from like 1999 and on or something like
that. Yeah, no, we will. Okay. We will. That's the next
question. So for the 37-29 advantage... Yeah. I'm still going to say West.
All right, BG is correct on the Eastern Conference with 37 wins. Okay, we're going to go to the last. Give me the last since 2000.
Yeah.
Let's go to the last 18 years. Since we were 2000.
But it hasn't been played for 18 years because it wasn't last year this same
form. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Just the year 2000.
2000 of what? How many games? We got to guess the record. We got to know how many games were played.
In 1999, it was canceled due to the league's lockout.
The
were set to play at the first Union Center in Philadelphia.
The 1 year we had the best record in the league, than the year that we would have been,
isn't that interesting?
That we were the best team in the league by far. It's a strange season.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. So 2000.
It's not a full season, so it doesn't count.
Right. Well, that's only been for 2 years, so just say 18 games. 18
games.
Yeah, 18 years.
12-6.
Mm-hmm. 12-6 West?
Yeah.
Say 9-7.
Who?
Or wait.
Who?
It's 18 games?
Yeah.
Or 16 games?
Eight. We're just saying 18. It might be 17 games.
Might be so I'd say the West, but pretty close, just like one game off of 500.
In the West's favor?
Yeah. But the West has one or two more
wins. And what did I say? I said the West was on a winning streak.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Before. All right. From 2000. Let's just count the West, all right? 2000 West.
Is there anything
here, you count the West. Out? You count the East. All right?
Okay.
All right. 2000 was the West. 2001 East. 2 West. 3 West. 4 West. 5 East. 6 East. 7 West. 8 East. 9 West. West, 2010 East, 2011 West, 12 West, 13 West, 14 East, 15, 16, 17 West, 15, 16, 17 West.
Damn.
Yeah. And then they changed it in 2018.
Yep. Nailed it.
I got 6.
So 12. I knew there was a winning streak.
12. Just like I said.
Nice.
12 and 5.
Nice.
6.
6.
I got 6.
Come six. Called it perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Is that so? Oh, my goodness. He pulled himself up.
No, you can't. He's like.
You can't do that in a game.
Oh, wow.
Get higher. Game an inch.
That's creative.
It allowed him to float longer.
Yeah.
Eights. Candace Parker. Where do I know that name from?
That's a good dunk, man. First dunk of the night, he gets cut. He doesn't get high marks.
It didn't look cool.
Yeah. Wasn't
it was kind of creative, but it wasn't flashy.
Yeah. But it was different.
Yeah.
I mean, they've thought of everything.
Yeah. You can't repeat somebody else's unless you're putting a little flair on it.
You gotta get some extra. Originality.
You gotta be extra.
Some nines for originality.
Who's that?
Westbrook.
Oh, he's got a starter jacket.
Yes.
Looks like Fresh Prince or something.
Michael. Looks like
a
starter.
What's his jacket?
Michael Jordan, 80s Jordan. That's a 10. Man, think about if the Pacers had gotten OG instead of Leaf.
Was it possible?
Yeah.
Pass him up?
Yeah. Pacers passed them up last year's
who?
Draft. Pacers had OG on the table.
Whoa.
Who went 26th really? To Toronto.
Yeah, they
did. I'm surprised I wasn't pissed off when
Pacers went after TJ Leaf instead of 18.
Hey, he's looking a little better. Leaf's looking a little better. He's got signs of life.
He's no OG though.
Yeah.
He hustles though. He's gonna get no, I know. He's not OG.
9 and 10.
He plays well when he gets in though.
Yeah.
He is better. He is improving.
He's not like he's Doug McDermott or anything.
Oh, no.
Dougie always has to take that first missed shot just to get warmed up. It's like, just don't.
But yeah. These guys booing him in the background. These Sonics fans.
I don't understand the what's happened to us this year with Dougie McBuckets, Evan Fitzner, a couple guys that are proven 40% three-point shooters.
Yeah.
Over, you know, multiple years.
They stopped practicing.
They come to our team and they just, they can't hit wide open shots.
It's because they stop obsessing about shooting. You have to be an obsessive shooter and practice and practice and practice. And if you stop, this is what happens.
Why did they just stop all of a sudden? They come to Indiana teams.
Oh, you missed. Is he another try?
Some people think they can rest on their laurels and rest on their skills that they have.
Fitzner has no confidence.
Oh my gosh, Fitz nervous.
Just no confidence. Same with
Fitz no com.
He got bodied multiple times today in Minnesota. Like, completely blown by. Like, a dude that's heavier than him just completely does a spin move around him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Fitzner's just standing there watching.
He shot both for four on threes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just...
Yeah. How, Hoosiers have won one game the last 10 or 11, and how is it the toughest team we played?
It makes no sense.
No.
The toughest game to win after was
Morgan
the one
went
game.
Down, too.
That's the weirdest thing, because I've never been so sure that we were going to lose a game.
Yeah.
As I was that we were going to lose at Michigan State.
Yeah.
So many fans didn't even watch it.
Right. I did tune in. But it was, and then it was after Morgan got hurt.
Yeah. Morgan got hurt and we still won.
No reason to win that game.
And then when Morgan came back, we lost.
Yep.
So it's Morgan.
It is.
The guy who looks like he just does great things out there.
Yeah.
Who had a triple double earlier this season. The second in IU history.
It's clearly it's coaching, unfortunately. Yeah. I don't know. What Nothing else what else could you possibly point
so
to?
It appears, but I think
bad leadership. There's a cancer in the locker room. Everybody.
We got a guy who's supposed to be a top five NBA pick. You know, a guy who's supposed to be a great senior in Morgan. Just guys who were, you know, decent recruits. We're talking about, like, you know.
Fantasy had a great start to the season.
Yeah.
Fitzner and Fantasy both started really good.
Fantasy is a freshman. I don't blame him too much. Right. Fitzner to come in as a senior, the way that he's been a proven shooter. And just like can't hit anything.
Julie's got a diary with a key and chain on a lock.
Nice.
And she's writing in invisible ink. She was going to show me her diary, and I can't see anything anymore.
Because I have. Hey! But you can't see it.
So like even if we got a key and opened your diary, we couldn't read it.
That's double security.
Man. Where is the key?
You're pretty smart, Julie. You're pretty clever.
Dun, dun, dun.
How do you see what you write?
Easy. With this.
Oh, that's. Oh. Shine a light on it.
Strong. Is this so? He's is still preliminary round here.
Any are
still going second round, the final round.
You can make two colors.
I think so. Yeah.
He's in
the finals.
Take one head and one body, and.
Oh, that's weird.
Gotta keep the podcast.
Oh yeah.
Is it on?
And we're back. Thanks for joining us. That last break in the action, that background noise was brought to you by the background noise that we make.
We'll edit that part out. Part of that part, at least.
This isn't live.
No, it's just recording. We're just voice memoing.
Is anyone
going to
listen?
It's super entertaining. This is our first show. We're trying to build an audience.
This is kind of like the trailer, I would say, more than
we're gonna edit
being
this.
The first show.
We're gonna find some funny clips from it, and
and
we'll shine it up a little bit. Yeah,
but it's more of like a trailer than the first show.
Yeah,
because
we need to get back to the themes that we had.
Any of my topics would be
like one of the topics was like Indiana tragic superstars.
I got some in my head. But
Indiana.
I think you have to prepare and put some thoughts together.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want. I just don't
want. I think it's fun to do it in this setting too, and do improv radio show. Yeah.
But I have one topic. Maybe we can do. We should pick one topic after the dunk contest. Because I have like one. You know, one topic.
I was gonna say, what's the topic?
Yeah, like where we surprise each other with a topic.
Like
that'd be sweet.
Irish cream.
Let's do that after the dunk contest.
I've never heard of that.
Some in the fridge if you want some.
Oh, that's good
because
stuff. You should try
sweet.
That.
I was like, is he drinking strawberry milk?
You ever had that, BG? That strawberry cream?
I've never heard of that.
Oh, it's too
like
unfortunately,
strawberry.
You can't have it.
There's alcohol. You have gummy bears.
Yeah, there's some more gummies.
We have sour ones too. You want sour ones?
Thank you.
I don't like the sour ones either. Yeah, I know one's sour.
Absolute best gummy bears.
They're a little bit hard. So the Albanese ones are softer.
But that's what's good about them. They don't just like.
No.
You can chew on them like gum a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're really chewy.
Mm-hmm.